just want to thank God and our Lord Jesus Christ for this great fellowship and how we get to connect each Thursday to be able to share our hearts and really share what God is doing in our lives and around the world. It's a great platform and a great opportunity to praise God, to glorify Him, and to testify of the things that He's doing. And for me personally, God has just taken me on such a journey, and I'm so very thankful and humbled for everything that He is doing in mine and Danny's life. And the experiences that we're getting to see, and or the opportunities that we're getting to experience, is really eye-opening. So yesterday, I went up and I had some time with Lawrence, you know, just connecting, having that one-on-one time. And it was just a real fruitful time, you know, a time of reconnecting and seeing where God is, where I'm at with God, and where what I'm doing. And during our one-on-one, Lawrence was inspired to read from John 15 about Jesus Christ and the vine and the Father, you know, and how really all we need to do is rest in God. All we really have to do is rest and let God do the work, you know, let Him lead us, let Him guide us, because it says in there, you know, when we ask anything in His name, it will be given to us, you know. And when we're walking and basically talking with the Father, He's gonna do things that we would never even know. Obviously it doesn't say it in that context, but living in today's time, that's what it means, you know. When we make God our source, He's able to go exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And when He has our free will and He's able to do the work, you know, He's able to move in our lives. But the key thing that I learned yesterday, and we all know this, but what I've really learned and what I'm going to put into practice is how to really rest in Him. You know, we can all get so busy and think that we're doing good things for God or doing God's work, but in the meantime we're being highly distracted and pulled away from the things of God. So me as an individual, I'm a very active person, I'm a very busy person, and I like to help people and to do things, but I think I'm coming to the realization that I'm not God. Like, I know I'm not God, but in the situations that arise and the people that I'm with, sometimes it's easy for us to try and do things in our own strength rather than just be quiet, be still, and go to God. And then that's what I mean, like trying to be God. Not that I'm intentionally trying to do that, but my actions and the way that I'm living or the way that I'm trying to do things for people is very much in my own strength. And then we can get burnt out, we can get torn down, or things can go on and we become a bit weak, you know. And like, to be honest, over the last 2 weeks I've probably felt a little bit weak in faith, more so than what I've felt in the last 2.5 years, you know. I've been absolutely on fire. I've had one goal and one goal only, and that's to trust in my Heavenly Father with my whole heart and not lean on my own understanding. And I made a dedicated decision to acknowledge Him in all that I'm doing. But the last 2 weeks something just changed. There was a shift. And then when I was speaking with Lawrence yesterday, the words that God was giving him and just the inspiration to read John 15 really gave me a Holy Spirit kick, you know. It was very loving, it was very tender, it wasn't reproof, but it was things that was touching my heart that I knew that I had to action, like slow down. You know, the amount of times I've heard Lawrence say this to me over the years, you know, just slow down. And I take it in, I follow through with it for a bit, and then distractions will come up, situations will come up. And I know it's not Lawrence telling me that, because to Lawrence it doesn't really matter what I do in my day-to-day life, but it was God really speaking through him. And every time I hear them words, slow down, it really pierces my heart and it really shows me what God wants from us. Because he doesn't want us to be busybodies, he doesn't want us involved in people's lives and trying to do things that we, in our own strength. Or he doesn't want us to be so busy with either work or commitment with friends or family or anything, you know. God wants our whole attention. He wants us to be fully focused on him. He wants us to rest in him. Because then when we're resting in him, we have that safety, we have that peace, we have that energy to have that faith that he's given us to have. And it's just really, really great, you know, because when we're not at peace with God and we let situations or distractions speak louder, we can think, like, for the last 2 weeks I'm saying, well, I'm with God, I pray, I do my thing, like, why are these things happening, or why do I feel like this? And it's nothing to do with God, it's just the way that we've let our minds be distracted from the truth. And it's very, very subtle, you know, it's very subtle how things can come and how things can go, and what situations can arise, and what are we doing? Are we being a loudmouth in that situation, or are we being active in that situation? Or are we taking their moments and their minutes to pray and ask God what we should be doing? You know, are we being silent when some situations want us to be loud? Are we being peaceful when the world wants us to be agitated and angry? All these things God has equipped us with through that Holy Spirit, you know? Like, we hear it over and over again that we are perfect with that spirit, you know? There is nothing we need to do in our own strength to be any more perfect than what we are. But there is a choice in which we have each day. So for me, I have a choice to either rest in God and let God do things, or I do it for myself. And I notice when I try to do things for myself, or actually, I didn't even notice it. It wasn't until I went up to Lawrence's yesterday and had this great, great communication and time with him, that God was able to really speak to my heart. God was really able to show me things that I needed to change. Because God's a loving God, right? He loves us with a deep and burning love. He's given his Son for us. So he's going to show us, he's going to guide us, and he's going to enlighten our eyes of understanding. And for the last 2 years, I have been really praying, interceding, speaking in tongues, walking by the Spirit, honoring God, you know, practicing all the basic things that we can practice here in this earth, you know, all the godly things that seems very unorthodox or very off to worldly, carnal people. But to me, I've been practicing them things and seeing great results. But the last 2 weeks, I have let situations speak louder than God. I have, in a sense, you know, and it's been so subtle. I haven't meant for it to happen, but I've been distracted. So God lovingly showed me, turn back round, you know, go back to where you began. How did you start? Why were you blessed? What encouraged you? So when I left Lawrence and Kim's yesterday, all these thoughts were just really rushing through my mind. And I pulled my car over and I just got peaceful with God, and I prayed out what was in my heart from what I'd learned yesterday and what God was showing me. And I prayed it from my heart, and I just said, God, you know, my heart is to really move for you, to be with you all the time, you know. I don't want to be doing things in my own strength or trying to fit the puzzle together, you know. I want you to do it. I release anything of my own strength to you, because I don't want to be a God to myself. I don't want to be lawless. I don't want to have to rely on myself because, well, I'm this strong, great woman who can do anything, you know. Yeah, we are strong and we can do all things through Christ, but we can't do that without Christ, and we can't do it without God. So there's been a lot of learning for me. And you know, we are all on different journeys. We're all on different walks in our life, and we're all going through different situations, and things that are arising are different to each and every one of us. But what is the same is that Jesus Christ came and laid down his life for us all. He came and gave us all the same Holy Spirit. He came and said that we could do the same things as him and greater. But where is our mind? You know, the mind is a powerful thing. Lawrence and Kim have been speaking about this for the last 2 years now. And really, we have to grasp hold of what the Spirit is saying. We have to really incline our ears to what God is saying to us as an individual. Because if we don't, and we just think it's a man speaking or a woman speaking, or it's just the same old words, then we get distracted. Then subtle lies are able to come in and distract us from what is truth. And the truth is, Jesus Christ set us free. You know, we are no longer a part of this world. We are set apart from this world. But now we are to transform ourselves into that, you know, renew our mind and be as Christ. Walk in that love. Humble ourselves before God and hearken unto His words. Because when we truly hearken unto His words, no matter what another man's saying or what another teaching or doctrine is saying, when God is speaking to your heart, you will know it's the Word of God. You will know it's God speaking. And when you put them words into action, you will see great result and you will see the profit of what God is doing in this time. And for me, I am just on a journey that I never expected to be on. Sometimes the waves will come. Sometimes the storm will come thick and fast. But who are we in that storm? Are we trying to be God in that storm and taking it all on ourselves? Or are we casting our cares to God because He cares for us and knows and He takes care of that burden? And sometimes it happens so quick, life happens so quick, the days go by so quick that you don't even acknowledge it. But then what God will do, He will work in a powerful way to pull you back. To say, you know what, Amber? You went off a little bit there, or you got distracted a little bit here, or you let the world speak louder than what I'm speaking to you right now. So what's your choice? Are you going to continue letting the world speak louder, or are you going to hear me? So yesterday I heard God. I heard Him like I've never heard Him before speaking through Lord, and it's making me want to cry right now because it's just such a powerful place to be His child, you know. And no matter where we are in our walk, God is always with us. He is always for us. The situation will try and say otherwise, but God will always pull us back. And when He pulls us back and we hear it and we know it, wow, it's transforming, it's life changing. And I know for my life as an individual, God has a mighty plan for my life. I'm here for God to use me. Because I have asked Him to use me. I have asked Him whatever I can do on this earth to be who You've called me to be. Let it be, you know, without hesitation. And the enemy doesn't like that. He doesn't want that to happen. So what will he do? He will use influences, family, friends, situations, especially the closest people to you, to try and distract you from truth. But God will never let us get distracted too long. If we're really listening and humbling ourselves before Him. And yesterday I went up to Lawrence and Kim's and I didn't have anything in my heart. I didn't have anything. I was quite numb. I was quite empty. I just didn't know. And I was saying, like, God, what am I meant to bring up in this one-on-one? I don't know. Like, and then as we went into Lawrence's office, he just said, pray. And as I prayed, he went, okay, I just want to read something. And it just started, and it just gave me that boost, gave me that, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Give me that, yeah, the encouragement that I needed to be able to move to the next level, or to do the thing that God has got in His path for me. Because we know when we start feeling like that as well, you know, God's got something really, really great in store for us. But again, we have the choice. Do we listen to what God is saying, or do we shut our ears, become proud, and run away from truth? And there's no running away, you know. We have to stand on what we believe in. We have to really stand fast. We really have to take a stand and be really, really militant in these times with our faith, you know, because the enemy is after our faith. But he has no authority to even touch us when we're under and when we're looking to God. So I'm just really inspired. I'm really blessed. I'm really excited for the next few months. I've had a real Holy Spirit shake up. I've been hit with the fire of the Lord. And I'm just really, really thankful to Lawrence and Kim. Really thankful to that wonderful, wonderful faith journey that they've been on. Because it's such an inspiration to me and my walk. And it's just a real great honor to have the love of God in my heart and be able to look to Him in all things. because he is great, he is wonderful, and he's made us perfect. But we do have a choice each day, to life or death. And if we choose life, he will continue to keep pulling us closer and closer and closer to him. And we will see great and mighty things that we know not, because he made it so. So yeah, this was really in my heart to share tonight. I love you guys. I can't wait for to hear what's going on with you all and what God is doing. I can't wait for the encouragement that you're all going to share. Love you guys.